definitely human.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Definitely Human presents Down.
I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah, I think you are.
Turns out piloting a sub isn't quite so stressful when you're not plummeting through a narrow chasm full of smoke and monsters.
There's no such thing as monsters.
Really? You still believe that? After what we saw, that thing?
Listen, son, that thing was an animal. A dangerous one, yes, but would you call a shark a monster or a squid?
I mean, yeah, probably. I'm surprised you don't. I just imagine you hunting a kraken or something in your little wooden submarine.
What?
Yarr, here be monsters!
Right, have you got that out of your system?
Not by a long shot. I still can't believe you were on TV. Marcus told me all about it.
Did he?
Funny that I've never heard of you.
Well, it was a long time ago.
You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
The gruff old sea dog voice. The faraway look in your eyes. Do you practice that in front of a mirror?
Don't be ridiculous.
Do you smoke a pipe?
No.
Do you secretly wish you only had one eye?
DSV Virgil to Mission Control. We're approaching the north side of the trench. If you can call it a trench. Looks like the areas of the wall within the gas layer ecosystem are covered with brightly colored coral. All right, kid, get us nice and close so we can get a sample.
This is stunning. Absolutely incredible how life can flourish when it's safe from human interference. Hang on, get a sample. We're not really going to break off some coral, are we?
No, of course not.
Oh, good.
We use a drill.
Aww.
This is fascinating.
You think so?
You don't?
Well, I mean, I can't pretend I'm not a little disappointed.
Disappointed? Really?
We fill just about every tank in the lab, and not one of these little critters is a new species. Viper fish, vampire squid, spider crab, they're all well documented.
Were you hoping for another zombie fish?
Well, no. I suppose I'm just surprised.
It's funny, isn't it? After everything, the normalcy of these findings is off-putting. I'm just happy to see this lab looking like it's supposed to. Like it's an aquarium or something. They really spared no expense.
Oh yeah, I mean this is just like the concept art we saw at Beckett Station. Why, it's incredible.
Stephen would have loved this.
Yes, he... Well, he'd be pleased to see we're still making the most of the expedition. Has Virgil finished cataloging everything?
Let's have a look. Ah, you've got to be kidding me.
What's wrong?
It hasn't even started. It's registering the tanks as empty. Ugh. You know, for all its state-of-the-art technology, this submarine has been letting us down a lot.
Oh, don't be too hard on Virgil. It's amazing anything works at all the way the captain treats her.
You're seriously blaming Charlie for this?
No, of course not. It's just a poor attempt at humour, sorry. Although, I don't think we fully know the cost of all the bumps and scrapes we've had. You know, apart from these technical problems, and what happened to Stephen, and the extremely tight knot in my stomach, this is pretty much a dream come true for me. Do you think after all this, will you come back down?
I don't know. Will you?
Was that crazy?
No, I mean, this is amazing and important. And if by doing this I can make a real difference, well, that's what matters, isn't it? That's why we're all here. Because we have a responsibility to ourselves, to the world. We can't just waste our talents. We have to be as good as we can be, right?
Oh, don't look at me. I just like seeing all the funny fish. Check out this fella. His head looks like a balloon. So is that why you said yes to this expedition? You felt obligated?
I don't want to sound ungrateful. I am excited about the discovery, but I don't know. Let's get out of the pit first. Then we can talk about going back down.
You know, they say the next big gold rush is going to happen in the ocean. As far as those big mining companies are concerned, this is the new frontier.
All those corporate suits care about is getting rich, and damn everyone else. They're like parasites, sucking the world dry. Not even the depths of the sea are safe from their greed.
Well, I think it's a little more nuanced than that.
What a surprise.
Marcus is right. A lot of these metals and rare earth materials are used in technology, like phones and computers.
Oh, great, great. So we can all play Candy Crush while the world burns.
Nice.
Like it or not, a lot of these minerals are necessary for the prosperity of humanity. It's not just about getting rich. It's about advancing civilization.
So is that what this expedition is really about, Mr. Wilde? Are we on a mission to advance civilization? I suppose that does sound a little more noble than plundering the ocean's resources.
Yeah. Although ocean plunderer sounds like something Charlie would put on his dating profile.
Just when I was beginning to like you.
Sorry, Captain Birdseye. I'm an agent of chaos.
Pass the salt.
Sure you're not salty enough?
My God, do you ever stop?
Nope.
You know, I don't know if this is the sea madness talking, but I'm actually starting to have fun down here. Like, working in the lab, dinner with you guys, game night. I'm even starting to come round to Sam's music.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, knowing that the sea floor is just beneath us, it's like a weight has been lifted. We have provisions, we're safe, we've collected a lot of data. I don't know, it feels like everything's okay. These last 3 days have been weirdly relaxing.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Totally.
Holy shit, it's been 3 days!
Huh?
It's been 3 days since we entered this gas layer! How is that possible?
Well, we've been keeping ourselves busy.
For 3 days? What happened to getting out of here?
Christ, you're right. What are we doing? God knows what's going on at the surface. What if Mission Control thinks we're dead? Have they told our families that something has happened?
All right, let's all just calm down. For all we know, Mission Control can still hear us, even if we can't hear them.
But we don't know. We don't know anything. We've just been carrying on like nothing has happened. Well, a lot has happened, and we need to get back to the surface so we can process it all.
Seconded.
All right. Let's get back to it then.
But I haven't finished my pizza. Guys! Come on!
This is Captain Charlie Dresden at the helm.
Marcus Wilde, monitoring.
Marion Straker, monitoring.
Sam Jansen, also monitoring.
You're supposed to be in the engine room.
Yeah, doing what exactly? Did you miss the part where it's all computer controlled?
If something goes wrong...
What can go wrong? We're just touching bottom.
Why are you laughing?
We're touching bottom.
What's funny about...
Is that Mission Control? Are they making contact?
No, comms have been doing that on and off all day.
Well, at least they haven't given up on us.
They wouldn't.
Of course not. They're not about to throw away $1 billion. All right, this is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. We're initiating landing.
Gee,
Jesus, it's like landing on the moon or something.
All right, we did it.
So, I guess Virgil should just automatically ascend.
What's happening?
Oh my God, we're sinking! We're sinking into the ground!
Virgil, the automatic ascent! Virgil, we've touched the bottom!
I'm sorry. Captain Charlie, I...
Ascend! Ascend! Bounce us back up!
This can't be happening! This can't be happening!
Where are those goddamn countermeasures?
We're still going down! How can we still be going down?
Everyone remain calm.
We're all gonna die!
Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm using the manipulators to grip the side of the trench. It might be enough to stop us sinking. Got it!
You're dislodging rocks onto the sphere! If it cracks at this pressure...
Don't finish that sentence!
We're still sinking, Dude, fuck!
Wait a minute. Oh God, what's happening?
We're increasing descent.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm picking up more life forms beneath us.
Are you serious?
So what?
So this isn't the seabed with...
Oh, Jesus.
It was just another layer made up of denser particles.
So then... We haven't reached the bottom.
No.
So, any ideas how far off we are?
From the looks of it, there's no end in sight.
But that's... It's impossible.
We're not in the pit anymore.
What?
Of course we are.
No. No, this is someplace else. Someplace beyond.
Oh, great, he's gone cuckoo again. This boy's like a bloody yo-yo.
Shut up, Charlie. Sam... Relax. This is just another setback.
You said it yourself, Marion. This is impossible. It's the bottomless pit. What's the betting advantages marketing team came up with that one? A catchy name to make headlines.
Well, I guess God has a sense of humor, huh?
God? Or the devil?
That was Down, Part 11, written by David Knight. Starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Max Upton as Sam Jansen, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, E.J. Martin as Laura Mentorn, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.